Hello, this is Adam Caputo reporting on international news. In Uganda, the tariffs are going to increase 5 cents for each purchase you make. But the 5 cent charge is going to only take effect for station wagons, tractor trailers, and vans that weigh more than 1.5 tons. This 5 cent increase is going to make you spend about $8,000 more than before when the 5 cent charge takes effect March 15, 2014. The cargo handling and freight company wasn't ever notified about the changes. For more information, go to redpepper.com.
This is Catherine Holadic reporting. Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona vetoed a bill which protected the rights of citizens who refused to serve gay customers. Many Republican politicians backed this bill, but the bill received widespread backlash due to it being an attack on gay and lesbian rights. Some argue that this bill is about preventing discrimination, but others say exactly the opposite. Similar laws have been introduced in Ohio, Mississippi, Idaho, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Arizona is also one of the 29 states to still ban gay marriage. For more information, visit our source at salon.com.
This is David Farr. Russian troops ordered home from surprise war games. This involved 15,000 troops, 90 aircraft, 880 armor trucks, and etc., 80 warships, and other hardware. All exercises happen efficient and fast, according to many generals there. This can affect JHS students. If Russia tries to start war with us, they might have a better chance than anyone else to take over the United States. For more information, go to RT.com.
This is Justin Brownell. Senator Schumer and Gillibrand urge that U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security provide New York with security funding. Since 9/11, there were 15 pilots to attack buildings and transit hubs in New York City. The level of funding we get helps keep millions of people safe every day, and it should continue to increase now that more funds are available. Congress has collected about $1.5 billion for state and local anti-terror programs and from FEMA. This was about an increase of about 16% from last year. Students from JHS may be going to colleges near New York City, so this could provide them peace of mind and protection. For more information, go to empirestatenews.net/news.
My name is Paul Himes, and I'm here to present news from the Baltimore Sun. A bus driver was killed after saying the music was too loud. After calling the police to report loud music at a nearby home, a bus driver was killed in a drive-by shooting and stated that his mother, who said her son in retribution, was attacked. For more information, go to the Baltimore Sun.
Hello, this is Adam Caputo reporting on how Samsung has came out with two new smartwatches that tell the time and keep you fit. These watches that Samsung has came out with is downright amazing. You can tell time and also tell it will keep you in shape. This watch holds up to 4 gigabytes and has a heart rate monitor. This watch also has a camera on it to take pictures. The battery life on the watch is much better than on the older watch before this. For more information, go to redpepper.com.
This is Catherine Holadic reporting. According to the World Health Organization, Americans eat 3 times the amount of recommended sugar daily. Sugars are naturally and artificially present in nearly every food we Americans eat. More than 7 in 10 Americans eat too much sugar daily. WHO recommends the daily sugar intake should be limited to 5 teaspoons, which is the amount found only in half a can of soda. Studies have shown that too much sugar increases the risk for heart disease, diabetes, strokes, obesity, bad cholesterol, high blood pressure, and even kidney disease. 30-40% of all healthcare issues in America are sugar-related, and another study showed that sugar can be more addictive than cocaine. Although it seems nearly impossible to eat foods without sugar, especially for teenagers, Americans should start cutting back. For more information, go to our source at salon.com.
My name is Paul Hams, and I'm here to report Hulk Hogan returns to the WWE. Wrestler Hulk Hogan is coming back to WWE's Monday Night Raw program tonight at 8. He's back to announce being the host of the upcoming pay-per-view WrestleMania 30 on April 6th, which takes place on the New Orleans and Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Hogan will have some sort of impact, even though he's not expected to compete, according to CNN. This marks his first WWE appearance since Raw's 15th anniversary in 2007. He stated, "I only have one question for the WWE Universe. What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs back as the host of WrestleMania 30? My website, go to E.